I wonder what all these young people today, these high school kids and college kids who are being terrorized by this climate hysteria, I wonder what they're going to think in 10 years when the oceans haven't flooded the country, you know, when the earth hasn't been destroyed by climate change. Now, of course, there are other threats to planet Earth, such as geoengineering and chemtrails, and pollution is a very real threat. Microplastics, you know, lead contamination of everything. Those are very real issues. You know, aluminum and 5G pollution, frankly, electromagnetic pollution. But burning fossil fuels is not going to destroy our world in 10 years. In fact, even as much as we all hope to get to some kind of, you know, super clean energy source someday, that in order to transition to that, we still have to feed our planet, which means we have to use fossil fuels to grow food. You know, it's inescapable. How are you going to run your tractors without diesel and diesel engines? How are you going to transport food without trucks and trains and airplanes? How are you going to send parts to the farms for their combine harvester equipment and balers and everything else? I mean, the whole economy runs on fossil fuels right now, and you can't just pretend, oh, we can have wind turbines for everything. It doesn't work that way. And the solar panels that people are pushing right now, you know, frankly, they don't work as well as we're promised. And with the globalists now trying to pollute the stratosphere in order to block the sun to try to stop global warming, you realize, I hope, that they're going to be blocking the sun that reaches your solar panels. So if you're buying solar panels today, you're buying into a technology that's going to be rendered less efficient, we'll say, by the stratospheric aerosol injection programs and Project Scopex and all the other things that the globalists are pushing to block sunlight. I don't know if anybody's ever thought about that. I seem to be the only one mentioning it for whatever reason, but you know, solar panels aren't magic boxes. They convert solar radiation into electric potential. And if you don't have as much solar radiation, you don't get as much electric potential, which is why, of course, I'm sorry to even have to explain this, but it's why solar panels don't work at night. Now, maybe to some of these high school, you know, hysterical climate kids, you're going to have to explain. Did you know that solar panels don't work at night or in the rain or when it's cloudy or even when the sun is at a different angle because the seasons have changed? Did you know that they lose efficiency? They probably have no idea. All they've been told to do is to become hysterical, screaming, we're all going to die in 7 years or 5 years or 10 years or 12 years or 4 years. And they just have different interpretations. But you ask them, how exactly are you going to die? Because the only way that anybody really dies is from a lack of oxygen to the brain. So how is climate change going to deprive your brain of oxygen? It's not going to work. I mean, it doesn't have that effect. How do you imagine that someone burning gasoline somewhere or diesel on a farm, how is that going to stop you from getting oxygen to your brain? And they can't explain that. And I know you might be saying, well, no, people die of starvation. People die of disease. People die of this and that. Yeah, but all of them have in common the denial of oxygen to your brain. You know, starvation runs you down to the point where your heart can't beat to circulate the blood to deliver the oxygen to your brain. You're not dead until the oxygen stops going to your brain, no matter what else happens, whether it's cancer or starvation or injury or anything. As long as you still have oxygen going to your brain, you're still alive. So how does climate change stop oxygen going to your brain? No one can answer that question. It might be a useful question to ask some of these youth who are up there screaming, we're all going to die. Say, well, explain that exactly. What's that scenario look like? How are you going to die from so-called climate change? What does that look like in your mind when you imagine that climate change, which they can't even define, by the way, when you imagine climate change is going to kill everybody, walk me through that process. How does that play out like a movie in your head? What does that look like? And they've never thought about it that way. They don't have rational thoughts about it. All they do is conform to the hysteria of their peers and conform to the demands of their teachers or parents And they've never thought about how this would actually happen, how it could possibly happen. They don't have any explanation that makes any rational sense. They're not rooted in cause and effect. They're rooted in hysteria. And they would even argue that it's not necessary to understand how it happens. It's not necessary to walk through the steps. It's just bad. It's just terrible. It's just horrible. They just want to focus on fear alone, but not reality. So getting back to what I mentioned at the beginning here, imagine 10 years down the road when these youth are not dead from climate change, aren't they going to be wondering, hey, were we lied to about this? Is there going to be a great awakening in about a decade when all of today's youth are like, huh, we didn't die after all. The whole thing was a hoax. You know, today, many of them are, you know, 15 or 16. In a decade, they'll be 25, let's say. And maybe at 25, they will wake up and say, whoa, we were lied to. I don't know about you, but I believed a lot of things when I was in my teens or even in my 20s that I later realized were completely bogus. And a lot of them were disinformation from society or from school, for that matter. You know, I went to a regular university, and I was very liberal in that university. I remember, I've talked about this before, I remember thinking Bill Clinton was probably an awesome guy, and I don't remember voting, actually. I don't think I voted for Bill Clinton, but I remember talking about him in a positive way and thinking that, you know, the old Republicans were horrible, but this Bill Clinton, he could play the saxophone, man, you know, and he smoked pot or whatever. Not that I was ever into that. That's not my thing, but to think that he was an outside-the-box kind of person, that was very compelling in my own youth. And a lot of people have a similar path. You know, they're very much conformist, or they're very much influenced by social pressure and their peers when they're in their teens or in their 20s, and then they only really learn to think for themselves in their 30s and 40s and 50s and so on. And it's a natural movement away from groupthink into individualism. So we're talking about shifting from collectivism, which is what young people believe, into individualism, which is what adults believe. And this journey from collectivism to individualism will happen to a lot of these youth today that are screaming about climate hysteria. So it will be interesting to see that happen. But I'm sure the globalists will have a whole new campaign of fear and terror and fear-mongering, you know, for the next generation. They'll just make up something else. Or maybe they'll shift back to global cooling, which is what they were terrorizing everybody with back in the 1970s and 1980s. It was global cooling, and then it was global warming, and then it's climate change. They just recycle these same ideas. It'll go back to global cooling. Hey, we're all going to freeze. Trust me, they'll just run the same scams over and over again. That's all they do. But if you want the real news about the climate and real climate science, just read one of my websites, climate.news. And you can find the truth there. And you can listen to more of my podcasts, if you wish, at brighteon.com. So thank you for listening. And don't freak out. Don't worry. You're not going to be killed by someone else burning gasoline in the next decade. Although long term, we would all like to get to super clean fuels and energy sources, but that's not going to happen in 10 years. Trust me, not even close. Thank you for listening. Be well. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.